Hi there, this is Adam from SaulSign.com. I'm recording this audio for you, my precious SaulSign subscribers, to hopefully enhance your usage of this very potent time right now. I'm recording this in preparation for the coming Mars-Pluto opposition. And when that happens, we're also going to have a new moon and a Jupiter Pallas trine. So what I'd like to do here is break down each of these, not completely exhaustively, but the basics, the nuts and bolts of each one, and then provide a kind of guided inner exercise to hopefully have the words that I share here go deeper actually into your body, underneath your understanding. So first, Mars opposite Pluto. These two planets are the two that any astrologer uses to delineate the agency of Scorpio at any time. So for thousands of years and hundreds of cultures, Mars was related with Scorpio and Aries. So, in this context, being that Mars is opposite Pluto, Mars here in early Leo can be or can be manifesting either explicitly in our life or implicitly within our energy body or emotional life as a kind of reactivity when we don't feel really seen and understood. So Mars and Leo can often be impatient, can be somewhat entitled, but it will also and always be in service to, even though that the reactions can come out rather negatively, it will always be in service to honoring of each and every form of life. Pluto in Aquarius, is with us for a few decades. As you may have heard, or you know yourself, Pluto is permanently now in Aquarius. So this is a very deep, deeply deep undercurrent in our collective unconsciousness. And collective here is the entire planet, meaning all humanity. And what this is essentially saying is, we are now moving into the next few decades of, whether we like it or not, we are going to be faced with an acceleration of our collective reliance on processes, technologies, systems that claim to be better, smarter, faster, and effectively removing a lot of the drudgery of our 3D lives. This is what Pluto in Aquarius promises. What it will deliver, of course, is entirely up to each of us. But the underlying or the deeper challenge of Pluto in Aquarius essentially is to remain the human beings that we are, rather than becoming increasingly reduced in our humanity, in our human self, all for the purpose of becoming more streamlined, becoming more advanced, staying at the leading edge of our industry, if that's where we've made a name for ourselves. So that's going to be the challenge, to resist the temptation to personally and even somatically identify with technology, with the future, with our own SOCs, SOCS. SOC stands for self-organizing collectives. In other words, the tribes that we move in and out of or work with. And to remain human, to remain feeling, to remain in the rich, nature-based, sometimes smelly, sometimes ugly, but always nakedly ourselves. And when a human being really gives in to truly committing themselves to being who and what they are and nothing else, more of their multidimensionality comes online. And so one of the things we want to watch for with Pluto and Aquarius over the coming decade, at least the first portion of this period, of this phase of Pluto moving through Aquarius, is how or how not we are staying human. We are remaining who we really are. And again, the more we do that, the more of our multidimensionality comes out. And now we become actually more capable of enacting our dharma. We become actually more on call for our true desire, capital D, meaning what we're here for, what moves us. Sometimes it is the absolute best thing for each of us to leave reason at the door. And this Pluto and Aquarius would eventually get us to that point, but it would revolve around the reason how something might look on the surface is not the reason I'm doing it. I'm doing it because there is something deep in me that is moving me to move in a different, perhaps unexplored direction where I don't really know the landscape. I don't know those people. I don't know what's going to happen. And that's the real superpower or medicine in the making of Pluto and Aquarius. So when they oppose each other, Mars and Leo and Pluto and Aquarius, like I said, it's going to happen on Sunday, the 27th of April. This is going to be all about a theme that I brought up back in, I think it was January, in a podcast for Astrology Hub with Amanda Walsh, where I talked about 2025, in my opinion, is the year of taking our inner authority back. And that's what this is going to be. Where is our authority coming from? Who am I giving my authority over to? Am I shrugging my shoulders and saying, well, that's the way the system is, it's never going to change, because that's giving some of my authority and power away. But am I meeting this? Because where Mars wants to act, Pluto wants to brood. Where Mars wants to react, Pluto can stay the course, ignore the immediate static, and have the staying power to see through its strategy. So when they come in opposition, this is a tremendous time this weekend, this Sunday, to plant your intentions for how you want to spend the rest of this year, how you want to, or in terms of where you're giving your authority, where you're giving your energy to. And for what reason are you? And if you find anything that doesn't sit right in you, change it. I know for me personally, I'm always doing this. I'll sit and meditate with something that I'm considering doing, and it will feel good and right, and I'll take steps towards that. And then I will have an embodied kind of experience, kind of an upload combined with a download that shows me that I'm not really coming from a fullness yet to be able to fully say yes to this thing. And then I go inside and I find out, am I willing to really commit to this from this fuller place? That's one, just one way of describing anchoring outer decisions from our inner power base. Okay, next is this new moon. The new moon this weekend will happen at 7 degrees of Taurus. And this degree is exactly, or not exactly, but by 2.5 degrees square to the Mars-Pluto opposition. So now this creates the beginning of a grand square. And with the new moon there, that's really planting seeds. So I would say make sure that whatever process you're going to be doing with Pluto and Mars in yourself, any healing, transformation, any speaking up to power that you have been avoiding, it's time to do that now, especially this weekend, or at least plant the seeds, new moon, for doing this, and then act on it within the first week or two leading up to the full moon. That would be really great. And make sure to really stay connected deep in your body, your physical form, your precious human body. And of course, have it align with all your values. You can't just do things because you think it's, you can't just speak up because something's wrong if you're not grounded in your body first. You have to have skin in the game here to really make it worth your while and get results that can really astound you in the positive sense. And finally, Pallas trine Jupiter exactly this whole weekend coming up. This is an air trine. So Pallas is at 20 Aquarius, Pallas Athene, the major asteroid in our solar system, and Jupiter is at 20 Gemini. So this trine, this is kind of like, well, in the Greek pantheon, Jupiter was the father of Pallas. But I often see, and I'm not such a follower of mythology, I use mythology to help illuminate or clarify for my clients the deeper archetypes playing out through them. I tend to see Pallas Athene, this asteroid, as a female, no, I should say a feminine side of Logos, Jupiter. So Pallas is the one that will act to defend the innocent. She is literally a manifestation of wisdom in action, not just wisdom written in books, but wisdom in action, compassion in effect. And so their trines in air says there's going to be a lot of debating, conversation, even arguing now between different sides. And of course, I'm speaking politically here, but not just politically. This could be in our own personal lives too. Really bringing people together to either find allies in one another, perhaps new allies, or to discover where there are where in another person we fundamentally disagree with them, and we're not going to, go any further with that conversation or with that relationship, or spend time with that person or that group in that way. This trine brings a lot of energy, a lot of, well, it can indicate a kind of self-righteous stance about one's ideals, one's philosophy, one's political stance, trying to, as they say, convince and convert others. And here you want to be really mindful not to do that, because it would be quite easy to do that during this weekend and in the first 4 days afterwards. So you see, there's a lot happening right now. So I wanted to leave this audio for you, my subscribers. This doesn't at all replace the webinars that I offer, because the webinars they're full body, full spirit experiences. But I did want to give you some of this to hopefully enhance your alignment with these energies right now in the next week or so.